Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, and our special guest this week, Mick Dolan.
The guy who spilled beer all over the
He spilled
console.
Beer all over my brand new equipment. God bless him.
Well,
yeah.
my job is done here.
Oh, you just came here to sabotage us.
Yes,
is what you
Welcome,
well,
Mick, to your first and last appearance on Scuba Radio.
Right, there you go.
But yeah, Mick's an old radio pal, and it's good to see him. And he's a landlubber. We're trying to, you know, entice him, have a little intervention, get him into diving.
Here's a great story.
Yeah.
For years, I lived on Landlubber Street.
Ah.
Yes.
So that's maybe a lie.
It is not. It is not.
I know you were a liar.
He knows I can lie sometimes.
I know that you were a liar.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
No,
now, also
cool.
Connected via the web, we got Barry the Bugger. We got here. Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt DeMartini, and Jerry the Diver
here.
Guy. Yeah, we got a
Woo-hoo.
Full crew.
What's going on?
And we really don't have enough guys, so we're going to add another one all the way from Grenada. That'd be Peter from Aquanauts Grenada is on Scuba Radio via Skype right now. Peter, how are you doing, buddy?
Come hey, in. Greg. Nice to hear from you. But to be honest, I'm a little bit upset because you guys are spilling beer.
Yeah, exactly. He's a German.
You're unsupervised for yeah. a moment, and you're spilling beer.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Should we have a moment of silence?
That's okay, though, because he wouldn't probably consider that real beer.
Yeah. Well, that's true. It's not a German beer, if that helps at all, Peter.
Okay.
Mostly water.
Lame shark.
Yeah, you know, Peter and Galinda, who run Aquanauts Grenada, are German, but they are in Grenada. And they just happened to decide to.
Oh, we're
going to
see them real soon. What, like in a month? It's coming
we
up.
Are.
It's
we
coming
are. We're
up.
Coming out for Dive Fest at the end of September.
Yes.
I cannot wait. Have you guys made the proper arrangements, which means, you know, increasing the amount of beer that you have at the bar for that week or what, Peter?
You know what? We are very well stocked. I checked myself last night. I went to a lot of sacrifice, trying different types of beer and everything. So everything is okay.
All right, he's doing a little R&D, research and development for our visit for Grenada Dive Fest. I appreciate
that. This is a major thing, though.
It's a big, big deal.
It is.
You know, it's a spice island. Yeah, you've never been to Grenada,
no,
I'm guessing.
No.
He's not a diver.
Been to the Caymans.
It doesn't count. Oh. That does not count.
No, that doesn't count. No.
This is a very special place. Say it again, Peter. You broke up on us. Go.
Is that actually in the Caribbean? I don't think so.
No.
Not really.
That's right.
No. The real Caribbean.
Not in the Atlantic.
Yeah, the real Caribbean is Grenada, the Spice Island, and it's a beautiful place. It's been a few years since I've been there, but we're coming back out for Dive Fest with some Scuba Radio Mermaid. CJ, it'll be his first visit to Grenada, and I know he's
awesome.
Excited. Yeah, we're going to do some diving.
Have a first time big bag.
You're going to have a big bag of what?
No, you will have a hard time getting him back.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I may have to just like stay there.
It might be a good thing.
No, Peter, it'll be easy because they'll deport him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be on my best behavior.
Anyway, so we're ready for Dive Fest.
Ready for Dive Fest, yep. All right, what have you been seeing lately at the dive sites there? The conditions are great, I know.
The weather's been awesome now. I mean, there's been no tropical storms or anything, the likes and so on. So you see, lots of critters at the moment. The water's beautiful, warm, like 86, 88 on
nice.
Top. And
wow.
Lots of Lots of frogfish, lots of octopus, lots of critters.
Well, I saw that video that Aquanauts put out there online on Facebook, you know, and you had the frogfish, and what was the other thing? Oh, well, seahorse, and what am I forgetting? The squids.
And it's mating season for everything right now.
Mm. All right.
You know, we have like piles of roughly stingrays and eagle rays. Everything's there, you know.
Get it on.
It's going to be over when you guys are coming, so no worries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll just turn into underwater. Quit it. Just stop it, Jerry. You're making things awkward.
Awkwarder.
The squid in that video. I love seeing squid. That's one of my favorite underwater critters. I don't know what it is about them. They don't, you know, move a lot. They swim around a lot, but when they change color, they just look smart.
The way they communicate. You know, it's like a way of talking, and if you keep your calm, you can approach them very close, and they're very smart animals, you know? Yeah, I mean,
they seem like it.
From a different world.
I think they're reading my mind when I'm underwater and I see a squid, and they just kind of line up in front of you in formation.
You may have been narked.
No.
You don't want to go there.
No, you don't want to go there.
Reading your mind,
they were laughing at him.
Yeah, that could be. Could have been that, too. All right, so you're seeing great stuff. This is an awesome time of year to be diving in the Caribbean and down there by Grenada. I think September, October is the best time of the year, period. Obviously, when there's not a storm around, because
look, we're so far south. I mean, we had one hurricane in like 50 years, so you're very safe down here.
Yeah,
but usually happens when there are storm systems, so that we get here very quiet and calm. You know, the winds die down, the seas are very flat, and a lot of amazing diving's happening. You know, so it's really our best time. It's my favorite time. The islands are not too crowded. You know, it's not like a major travel season, so it's really.
Yeah, well, the kids are back in school, so there's a little bit less travel. And like I said, but the locals know. It applies to Florida, too. I mean, if you go down and dive in the Keys and stuff like that, because the in between storms, I mean, it is flat calm. And excuse you.
Pardon me.
Jeez. I apologize.
Damn good drink there, huh?
Hey, Wes. It's Scuba Radio Happy Hours in full effect. He sees.
I'm going to have to go get another beer.
He's trying to work up towards Grenada, okay, Peter? So, you know.
Yes.
He's got to slow down. It's a gradual buildup, CJ.
That's what I'm doing. I'm sipping the rum.
Yeah, CJ, slow down.
You need to equalize.
Maybe. He's learning, see? All right, so a Grenada Dive Fest. We have some links up at scubaradio.com. You could join us. There are some special packages there you put together for that week.
Exactly. We have some great packages for people that want to come down there. You find them on our website, aquanautsgrenada.com, and you can book. We still have some availability, and nobody should be worried, you know, that this is going to be a thing where thousands of people running around. No, it's a more intimate party where we really celebrate diving.
Right.
Great wreck diving, killing some lionfish for dinner, and all that kind of stuff, and having some nice laid-back parties in beautiful places.
Exactly. Scuba Cowboy is going to be there, Mermaid Tiffany, Milena, CJ. He could be a mermaid, too, after a few drinks. You never know.
You don't want that. Nobody wants
that. Well, we don't want that. I'm just saying it could happen.
Yeah.
You know,
but it is mating season.
Grenada is a magical island. It might take over.
Yeah, a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
What was that website again? What was the website?
Well, they can go to Scuba Radio and get the link for Grenada.
AquanautsGrenada.com.
Well, that's right. Yeah. They could do that, too.
Yeah.
But we're going to bounce around between Grenada and Carriacou, sister island.
Yes.
And do some stuff.
We also have a combination package if people want to enjoy both islands, so they can book that as well.
Yeah,
it's all available.
It's an awesome place, and it's been too long since we've been there, and I can't wait to get back and just hang out with Peter and Galinda. They're
that
just
is, that is true, and you're going to love our new shipwrecks.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Phil was telling me about that a couple weeks ago. Yeah, what's the name of the new one or the newest?
The latest was the Turo Bay, which is a former Coast Guard vessel. And before that, we have a cargo vessel, the Anina. So we keep sinking them.
Yeah. Okay. On purpose, Mick, just so you know. They're not, getting, innocent boats that, cruise by. And, hey, that'd be a good dive site.
The latest cruise ship.
Sometimes,
cruise ship. I'm, but the new ones are so ugly.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Yeah, after a a rocket fuel or two.
They have no class.
Yeah, they got this drink called the rocket fuel, and maybe after a couple of those,
Hello.
You take down a cruise ship or two.
I like it.
I don't think that would be wise. They don't do that. But
turn you into a pirate.
Wishful thinking. Yeah. All right. Well, Peter, thanks for the update. We will. We'll see you in a few weeks, my friend. Okay.
Yeah, man. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
See you soon, guys.
There you go. That's Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. AquanautsGrenada.com. Check it out. And like I said, we got all those specials for Grenada Dive Fest right there at scubaradio.com. There's a link you can go to and join us. And once again, CJ is going to be with me.
Don't let that stop you.
No. Scuba Cowboy is going to be performing.
Really? Is that a good thing?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Okay. No, it is. The Scuba Cowboy is a good thing. Mermaid Tiffany. Let's see, Milena. Jerry Presley. No, not him. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Yes, he's going to be there too. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy, roam the earth.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, we may not be able to make CJ a mermaid, but Naked Scuba Boy, he might make an appearance as that guy.
Hey, you never know. You know, you get too many libations.
It could happen.
Sometimes I lose my board shorts.
God, that's no.
Wow, that
it
makes
happens.
You, that
not
makes
on
you
purpose.
Want to dive.
Not on purpose.
You know, now's the time. You know, this is the best month to dive. Like I told you, it's also because the water's so warm. It's like diving in bathwater, Mick. So, you know, a lot of divers want to shed their wetsuits and maybe go a step further and become naked scuba boy.
Peter was saying 86 degrees in the water.
Yep.
Something
86.
Like that, yeah.
That in the water. We don't want to run him away from it.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just warning him.
That's good.
You know.
I mean, that you need to put ice cubes in the drink there. I mean,
no, not really. No, it's refreshing. Yeah. And, you know, it just gives you an opportunity as a diver, as a male diver, to do a little free ball and that kind of thing, you know. It just make you that much more comfortable. Barry found that mildly amusing.
Watch out for the barracudas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or the turtles.
Don't have anything shiny down there.
Yeah. Well,
Barry likes it called Aquamagos.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right, look.
That's two strikes across the bow.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just stop and move on to Big Wave Dave because we have him standing by with a Go Dive Now pool. And, Dave, where are you, buddy?
I'm out in Cedar Point in Ohio having a great time at a boat show. And by the way, our water is 88 degrees, but we do not allow naked divers.
No, there's no naked scuba boys swimming around the Go Dive Now pool.
Is it that warm because divers are relieving themselves?
No, that is.
No.
It's actually 98.6.
Yeah, that would be too warm.
That might not be accurate.
No.
Yeah.
We keep it warm because, like, today is a little breezy, so having nice warm water makes it more enticing.
Right. Yeah. Well, Cedar Point is, that's a big amusement park.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that like a roller coaster?
Well,
like America's roller coaster, and I can see it from here. Basically, as you go into the Cedar Point, there's some big parking lots, and there's a boat show going on right now for 4 days.
Yeah.
We got the Go Dive pool set up, just turning people onto diving as they check out the boats.
Yeah. Isn't that cool, Mick? Big Wave Dave literally brings the water to you. So he travels around the country with this Go Dive Now pool.
Yeah.
And
how big is it?
Yeah, 20 by 40 feet, right?
Big pool.
Damn, not potable.
Big.
Yeah. Not portable. Yeah, well, it is portable. Not potable. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I don't want potable water.
You wouldn't want to drink from it. Is that what
you're saying?
No,
it's clean.
Good and clean and warm and enticing.
Yeah, right.
But you're set up right there in the parking lot of the Cedar Point Amusement Park, right? That's where the boat show is going on?
Basically, the part of the parking lot, which is right on the bay. I mean, honestly, the pool is probably 50 feet from the water in the bay.
How about that?
Just having a great time.
Greg, you need to get this interview in quick because next time that roller coaster comes around, you might not be able to. You're going to hear that.
Well, that'd be fun. That'd just add to the ambiance of what we're going for today.
And if someone,
launch from the roller coaster into the pool.
Loses their lunch, he could get, slimed.
Nah. They don't even allow you to jump in the pool to wash off. That's not what it's for.
I know, but I'm saying someone up above in the roller coaster.
Don't give them any ideas.
Hurl over the side.
Somebody's going to do that.
Now. Yeah, I know. He's making it like a challenge. We don't want to set Big Wave Dave up like that. All right, so big event going on this weekend at Cedar Point. That's cool. Sounds good, Dave. The other big news was announced this week that the DEMA show has a theme. And it has a theme, right? I guess it does. But it's going to be in Orlando, and this year's theme is going to be 80s.
80s, sweet. So get your hair done tall.
Right in my wheelhouse.
You
can do disco boots. '80s was a change of music in life.
Disco boots.
Well, they were
the year that disco died.
Well, no, that was
80s was big hair. Everyone had big hair.
You see, CJ, would you like the 80s big hair?
Well, because I grew up there.
Oh, we got wigs.
Okay. I think we still
have awesome wigs. Right.
We still have my members-only jacket.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Remember, parachute pants.
Yeah.
The whole thing. We're going to deck the Scuba Radio crew up for DEMA this year in style.
Where is that?
Get your MC Hammer pants going.
Right here in Orlando. It's going to be the Orlando Convention Center. Okay. Yeah. It's in Orlando this year. It's the biggest diving event in the world.
Good. Mick,
and it's right here in our backyard this year.
What date is this?
November, middle of November. Do you know the dates offhand? I think it's like the 14th or 15th.
14th, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But it's at Wednesday through Saturday. It's a 4-day event. Once again, biggest diving event in the world. I love doing it every year.
Mermaids this year?
Of course. Yeah. And actually, I saw on Facebook Live, Mermaid Milena said, yes, I am on a mission to make CJ a mermaid in Grenada. So maybe the time you do Grenada, you'll be ready for DEMA, and you can recreate that magic or that disturbing image and share it with the dive industry at the DEMA show. There's a theme.
15th through the 16th.
Okay, 15th through the 16th. Oh, yeah, where?
Greg.
Yeah. Yes, Barry the Bugger wants to chime in something. What, Barry?
I don't have any work in November.
Does someone have a TV on?
No, that's the Cedar Point. That's the people screaming right now.
People having fun.
Yeah. You don't have any work.
No work to do in November.
Next month they don't have a show. What? Say that again.
No, I said next month I'm kind of on break, little vacation, heading over to Oktoberfest. We'll get back. I'll be right down by you in St. Petersburg for Marine Fest.
Okay, got it. Well, I got it, Dave, and I'll take that hint. He wanted to get that in there, say, I want to get the hell off the radio and quit wasting my time with you guys. I don't blame you.
Got a line signed up.
Yes, get on it there, Big Wave Dave. We appreciate it. And godivenow.com. Go there. Find out where he's going to be. See you, Dave. Take care, man.
Bye, babe.
There you go. Did he say bye, babe?
I think so.
That's what it sounded
like. Dave. He's sweet on you.
It's kind of an Ohio thing.
I grew
it's
up
lonely
Ohio,
out on the road.
He does great.
He's
got
that big truck, you know. He's got the pool.
Yeah. I don't know. Where are you going with that, Barry?
Living the life.
So you don't have anything working. You're not working in November. So what are you trying to say, Barry?
I'm saying that I got nothing to do in November.
Yeah. I think he's angling for a DEMA invite.
I've never been to DEMA because it's always in another state.
Let's keep it that way.
I'm kidding, Barry. Okay. We love you.
Jerry, staying home.
It's okay, Barry.
Think, Barry. Think.
I'm thinking.
We'll think about you.
Okay.
Oh, we'll just wait for you.
Barry, we'll all be at DEMA.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
No, he can come.
Come on down.
Barry the Bugger.
We will be more than happy to drink your drink.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
No, there's actually a lot of special events going on. And Barry will be able to dress up as, well, I don't know.
Aquaman?
Yeah, it was an 80s puppets. Icon.
Puppets.
You can dress up.
Well, somebody from the 80s. We'll get them in there. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
World's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Also, our special guest, Mr. Mick Dolan, a radio pro from days gone by.
Yes.
Literally before I started scuba radio over 22 years ago. I mean, he's like 100 years old.
That's true. And, I was just going to say, yeah, back before most of you were born.
Yeah.
You
think I'm old, Greg? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. We'll get to that later
on.
Well,
you just look old.
Well, thank you. And I think. Me, I don't know. But we got Barry the Bugger, we got Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, woo-hoo! Casey the Tobacco Nut, all connected via the web. And I don't know if you guys saw this this week, but the Florida Aquarium had a press release party or event and announced that they had a major scientific breakthrough, which was they've been able to, in the lab, in the aquarium, evidently, or I guess in the lab, make ocean coral.
In the lab.
Spawn, and it's the first time that's ever happened. This could be a game changer when it comes to saving coral all around the world.
So you're saying it was like a some sort of stimulus
to make more?
No, I'm saying they spawned in captivity, and that is a very many people thought that was not even possible.
Oh, so in captivity they have not before.
Correct.
Well, what they did, CJ.
Yeah, explain, Jerry.
They dropped little blue peels
down in the
water.
See?
Assortment of cream.
And it magically happened.
Yeah, that's not exactly how it happened, I don't think.
They pumped in Marvin Gaye.
This is a big game changer, Greg.
It is a game changer because, you know, all the, you know, coral destruction from, say, like a cruise ship that runs up on the reef or even just any boat.
The bleaching.
You know, or
disease.
Climate change making
pollution.
The water warmer and pollution killing the coral. This gives us a little hope that, you know, maybe this can actually be fixed because this was a major thing. They didn't think this was possible. And if they can grow it, obviously, in an aquarium or in a lab and then transplant it, which there's been a lot of transplanting stuff going on with wild coral. But now if they can grow it and spawn it in captivity, that's a big deal.
So,
good stuff. Good stuff for us. You know, if there's coral, there's fish and there's stuff to look at as divers. That's where it goes. More coming up.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly manfish.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Nart. Hello, fishies.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am old Greg, the dive master. I might as well admit it. What the hell? All right.
You guys are crazy. I'm telling you.
What are you talking about? We're just divers.
You knew
man.
That. You knew that.
Yeah. I'm not this crazy. I didn't know that.
Divers are a unique community. Mick, you know, you would know this if you became one. We're slightly twisted in a very good way.
Yeah, I know.
But I found my family. Yeah.
Could I tell you that I actually have audio of the coral spawning?
You do?
Yeah. Would you like to hear it?
Sure. Yeah. Here we go.
That's not how it goes.
I don't think so. I don't think that's how. I don't know. We'll leave that to the side.
Stop it. Right. I've got to sit next to this guy.
Yeah, you keep forgetting you're on Facebook Live, CJ. There's hand motions and things.
That's just a bonus.
Take it from somebody who's done it before.
Wow.
Yes, of course.
The things you see on Facebook Live are not necessarily those of a sane individual.
Let's be honest. Nobody's watching this.
True.
Greg.
Well, there is a few. Like,
so there's seven people, CJ.
At least. Yeah, Barry the Bugger
six
says.
Six of them we know personally.
What Barry, do you want to say, Barry?
Barry the Bugger says, can you... make our photo. If you look in the video right now and you see what I'm wearing, I've got my Miami Vice themed jacket on.
Oh, right. Dear God.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a reason why I killed your video feed. Thank you for reminding me.
He barely can't get in.
That jacket
sleeve pushed up around the elbow.
He's ready for Dima.
He is. 2 months in advance. God bless him.
80s theme.
All right.
He's sucking up a hard.
Okay. He's bought the jacket.
I think the cocaine was a bit much.
Yeah,
we really don't need that to
it
get.
It does
into
add
character.
Great effect, though. I gotta get
not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The jacket would have been to dress up as Tubbs, but Crockett, I guess, is going to have to make it.
Well, we'll have to see. Crockett, all right, we'll see which Whack Pack member.
Well, Jerry, you could be the Tubbs.
All right.
Hey.
Why? Hey, wait a minute.
It's like I resemble that remark. Anyway,
no, Greg, you're the lieutenant.
Okay. Look, there's some other big news.
Edward James.
We got
almost.
Another. We got a dive site.
Yeah.
How would you like to dive on a mermaid?
I beg your pardon.
There's they have
whoa,
them now.
Whoa!
Oh no, I'm serious. In Palm Beach County, they just sank some mermaid statues right there for a new underwater, you know, artificial reef project. Did you see that, Jerry? You saw that on Facebook. Those pictures.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
But you know what the bad thing about it is?
What's the bad thing?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Discovery Channel is going to have a new Shark Week thing. Look at the mermaids. They're real.
Are they anatomically correct?
Yes, they're called manatees.
No, they're not. No, they actually, you know, first of all, I think you're incorrect, and that was not an accurate statement. But the statues that they used actually were formed from real live
mermaids.
And I know some of the mermaids that they used to have body casts.
Tiffany, Melena.
So you're saying these would be worth going to check out?
Well, I'm just saying it wasn't like they just had the sculpture make them. Evidently, there were mermaids that were molded and, you know, plastered and all this kind of stuff, and they turned them into these statues.
Or you can order your own from Japan. They were plastic. How many beers did they give them?
Freaky.
I'm not sure if how many beers they got for doing that. Yeah. But
well, you said they were plastered, so.
Oh.
Damn you, Barry! Damn you! Think.
Yeah, it's like I think a website. One of you guys look this up. It's thousandmermaids.com. Quick, Barry, get on your computer
on it right now.
I use my cell phone, but it's rotary dial.
Quick, yeah. Quick.
I think that's the website that the sculpture guy is put together, because their plan is to sink 1,000 mermaid statues, at least.
Yeah, but what, there's 1,000 of them out there to sink?
Well, he's making them.
Oh.
Yeah, he's making them, and then they're going to sink them.
Oh, I put thousands of mermaids.
No, 1,000 mermaids.
No, me.
I believe that.
There's only 999, and Melena is going to make CJ the 1,000.
Wow, that would be a special event. How would you like to be Mermaid 1,000? That would be quite an accomplishment.
Ease off the sauce.
The merman.
Yeah. Just remember, once you see it, you can't unsee it.
You should do a competition.
It says this site can't be reached. I'm doing something wrong here.
It says this site can't be...
1,000. THOUSAND mermaids.
No, no. The number, 1,000 mermaids.
Oh, 1,000 mermaids.
That's what I said.
You know, Jerry, he's the number. Jerry went to Dima as Elvis in Vegas. Maybe you should dress up as a mermaid for Dima in Orlando.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you.
Jerry in a tail.
For what it's worth, which isn't very much, the first experience I had as a Scuba Radio mermaid where the guys kind of jumped into the party was in Grenada. It was on the island of Carriacou.
What the hell is he talking about?
No, we went to the island of Grenada, and we had our Scuba Radio mermaids with us, and we had some extra tails, as sometimes we'll take some of the local folks.
All right.
And hold on. And we had a bunch of the guys on the island of Carriacou that wanted to put on the mermaid tails. And and that was the first – this was many years ago, you know, when it was probably a little bit more – novel. Now it's like, hey, I'll put on a mermaid tail. It's no big deal now. But back then, it was a little like, you want to do what?
I don't think I'd ever want to put on a mermaid tail.
I wouldn't allow that, actually. We have standards.
I would dive on them.
Yeah.
But
Mick, what he's trying to say is that he got drunk and put a mermaid tail on.
That's right.
And we have proof of that.
Who? Well, no, I did not.
You
do
never.
This.
You I'm never saying, have enough tail.
The local boys,
truth,
wanted to put on mermaid tails there, and
see, he was and, drunk. I can't remember.
No, I remember it very vividly because once you see it, you can't unsee it. But it turned into a whole thing where there was like literally we set a record of we had like 10 guys in mermaid tails.
Hashtag hell no.
Oh no! Oh hell yeah! That's what it was. So anyway, I'm just saying it could happen.
Hey, whatever you do on your off hours is your business.
Well, I'm coming back to the 1,000th mermaid statue.
No judgment, Greg.
They could slather you up in plaster, CJ.
Are you coming out of the closet right here live on Scuba Radio?
No, I'm just saying you could set this goal to be the 1,000th underwater mermaid statue.
Do I need to have a talk with Mrs. Greg?
CJ, what he's trying to do.
Do I need to call a realtor?
Mrs. Greg.
He was coming out, but just we kind of blew that.
Just stop it. Okay, Barry the Bugger has looked up the website and found out what.
It's first of all, it's 1,000mermaids.com. That's how you get there.
Right.
And
that's what I said.
They have these beautiful statues that are mermaids, and they strategically place little shells in certain areas so as not to destroy the kiddies' minds or anything like that.
Not acceptable.
Well, I guess you could always remove those shells.
I knew Captain Walt would have a problem with that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Walt. Thanks for that.
He's correct. I mean, who wasn't thinking it?
So they're anatomically correct.
What are for you? Yeah.
Oh, they are anatomically correct.
Does it say on the website about them actually using real mermaids for the modeling for these statues? Because I thought I read something about that. Does it say on the website?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of things that they talk about, but I'm going right to the gallery for now.
Okay, I bet you are. You can check back with us next week.
What are you looking for, Aquaman?
Mermaid of the day.
Oh, yeah, here, you see a mermaid. She's getting plastered.
Right, see? I told you. So
there's a lot of mermaids.
So some of the mermaids are being literally honored by having their own mermaid statue. Across the east coast of Florida.
I think we should hold a competition and cast our own mermaids.
Barry?
Boy, that's a good idea.
Show us your hands. I need to see both hands.
Just stop it
right now.
No.
I need to see both hands right now.
Kill the video feed now.
Pretend you're being arrested.
He covered up the video.
Okay, well, they don't put the seashells on until after they've...
There we go. I knew it.
Oh, brother.
She's not wearing a...
Hey, just stop it.
Mermaid, an official mermaid of the Scuba Radio Show?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Oh, you didn't know we had those.
Yeah,
I didn't.
When we go out in public, and when we come out of this room, I realized early on that the listeners do not want to see me. God forbid CJ or Bubble Boy or Barry. Me.
Hey,
but
none of us.
They might want to see a Scuba Radio Mermaid. So we have a whole pod of Scuba Radio Mermaids
that have
been placed strategically across the country.
Yeah.
And sometimes we travel with them.
We'll show you their website later.
Yeah, it's right there on the website.
ScubaRadio.com.
You got to educate this boy. All right, more coming up. Stay close. No pictures. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
Yes, I'm trying to do the lobster dance tomorrow and maybe even Monday. Take my son down to South Florida and do some diving, but unfortunately I don't know if the weather's going to play to my favor. So I've dialed up Steve De La Vera at Lauderdale by the Sea to give me a first-hand dive report, at that place where you can go and just dive right at the beach. How you doing, Steve? Welcome, buddy.
Thanks, Rick. How you doing?
I'm great. But this weather, you know, I'm looking for South Florida. Doesn't look that great. You got some system off the coast, don't you, or what? What's going on?
Yeah, we get a small tropical depression. It's pretty overcast.
Yeah,
down here right now, and a little choppy, not too bad.
Yeah,
but definitely not ideal diving conditions.
Well, I mean, is it the seas are still pretty calm? I saw the webcam, and it didn't look too bad right there. But it's just it's a little dicey. Is there like storms passing in and out? Or what?
It rained. Usually it rains for about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and then it stops.
Yeah.
And then it may pick up again in the afternoon. For a while there, it was raining all in the afternoon, and now it's sort of switched to the morning. And nowadays, we don't know when it's going to come.
Well,
so,
exactly. But, you know, there is some tropical depression or disturbance off the coast right now of South Florida.
Right.
And what could happen? Barry the Bugger, back me up on this. This could be one of those systems where it pulls some lobsters into shore. Barry, have you been on the lookout for such an event? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I've been hoping for such an event. You know, if it churns up the water a couple of days later, you get bugs.
Yeah. What do you think there, Steve? Has Chiefy been getting back to and saying, hey, man, the lobsters are coming?
As a matter of fact, I was chatting with him today on my cell phone, and he said the lobsters right now have been a little bit deeper. But he thinks once this depression goes through, it'll move him closer to shore.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, me and him are thinking alike. And, you know, he's a lobster hunting guru. I am a lobster slayer in my other life. So
bring your tickle stick.
That's right.
Could I ask him a question?
Go ahead, Barry. We'll let you.
What other avenues besides Datura Avenue are close to the water that we could use?
Yeah, at Lauderdale by the Sea. What do you think there, Steve?
Well, you could go a little bit. You can go to Hibiscus, which is the one street south, one block south. Or you can go down to Palm Avenue, too, which is another block south. Or I've seen divers go off El Prado Park as well. And or you can even go off Tyne right by Plunge Hotel.
Okay, well, you got that big lot there by the Prado Park. That's the thing Barry has been concerned about. He says, oh, you won't find any parking. But, yeah, the park has a nice big lot there.
Yeah, the park has, but you want to park close to the water. It's a lot to carry around.
Oh, don't be a wuss.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it. You gear up in the parking lot and you walk right out to the beach. It's not even, a couple hundred yards.
I got to carry your gear, too.
Well, that's what you do.
You want to go to Damon?
Quit whining.
He's speaking the truth here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Steve, so it's been good since Bugfest. I mean, Bugfest was just awesome, and the divers have been coming down there to Lauderdale by the Sea and taking advantage of some of the shore diving you have right there just north of Fort Lauderdale. It's awesome, right? You're with me on this.
Yeah. We bill ourselves as Florida's beach diving capital because the reefs are so close. You'll be on a reef before you get to the end of the pier, and the pier is about 840 feet long.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, CJ and myself, we did our first lobster night dive right after midnight on the first day of mini season, and I hadn't done a night dive in God knows how long, and I got to tell you, that was one of the best night dives I have ever done.
How fun was that?
It was just a blast. It was so perfect. The conditions were just idyllic. I mean, it was like swimming in a pool. It was glass smooth and just very relaxing, and we saw squid, we saw everything underwater. It was awesome.
Did you grab any?
Of course. We got some lobsters.
Thought maybe it was just for the fun of it.
Well, that too.
It is. It's fun to catch them, and then it's even more fun to eat them. Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of the beautiful things of being a diver. And if they want information, if they want information on Lauderdale by the Sea, Steve, they go where?
They can go to the town's website, or they could go to, go to discoverlbts.com.
There you go. Discoverlbts, right?
That's the town has two websites, and that's our tourism website.
All right.
So, and it's got information on that. Oh, they can give me a call at town hall. I'll be glad to chat with them, answer any questions they have.
Excellent.
You know, Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yep. Steve is the man. Steve Delaware. Thank you so much, and maybe we'll see you in a couple of days. If not, we'll just postpone it a few weeks or something. But we'll get down there again soon.
If you get down here, let me know.
You got it.
Thanks, Greg.
Share those lobster spots with me. Oh, he just hung up. There you go.
Greg, that's it. You're going out with us tonight. Hey,
what do you mean?
Hey, Greg.
You have no reason to get up early tomorrow. If you're not going diving, you're going out with us tonight.
You're saying if you're not going diving, there's no reason to get up, period?
Early.
Oh.
Ever.
Well, there's always church.
That's like a philosophical thing.
Yeah. Jerry the Diver Guy, what say you?
Hey, I got to say something real quick.
Yeah.
It's football season, and my man last night, Zach, killed it.
the Wolfpack won, beat the Warriors. We're going right now to watch more football.
Drunk. Okay. Woo, thank you for that. Appreciate that. And fits in so perfectly. Go Wolfpack. Well.
Right here on Football Radio.
Exactly. Hey. Thanks for staying with
local the, high school football. Nobody outside of
staying on topic. Nothing like that. Right.
Now we go back to diving.
We don't call them the Scuba Radio Whack Pack for nothing. They keep us entertained. Somewhat.
Oh, thank God.
Yes. Is it almost done?
Yeah, thank God. That,
will the fun ever start?
Yeah. I want to say something real quick.
Yes.
I've always wanted to say this. Scuba dooba doo.
Okay. All right, who's drunk? All right. All right, so on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
I'm that I see. These little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the mud here. I'm that I see.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.